I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protesters lined the streets of India's capital demanding justice for a 9-year-old Dalit girl. She was assaulted and killed by 4 men who then burned her body to cover up the crime. So how was this vicious act related to Christian missionaries getting kicked out of India? Well, they're both consequences of the same system, Hindu ideology, which is the driving force behind Hindu nationalism. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says the government does more than just ignore Hindu nationalism.
The BJP that's in the ruling party in the national government has been trying to throw everything they can at Christianity and at Islam to make India a completely Hindu nation.
Ask God to protect his followers in India.
The anti-conversion laws allow these forces to attack Christians across India in different ways.
And the Olympic Games are wrapping up this weekend. Closing ceremonies begin on Sunday at 8 p.m. local time. But no matter the sport, an athlete's journey to the Olympics is arduous and expensive. Greg Yoder of Keys for Kids Ministry says the Olympic Games hold a lesson for Christian parents. Just as every Olympic athlete needs a good coach, every child needs someone to teach them the ways of Christ. Keys for Kids produces free discipleship material for children and teens. Go to missionnews.org for details, and most importantly, pray.
First of all, we pray domestically for Christian families here, that through the Holy Spirit, they'll become passionate about leading their families in Christ. But secondly, we can pray internationally. I mean, we have so many needs that Keys for Kids Ministries cannot fulfill simply because we don't have the funding.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.